It's time now for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, the Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Center in Manhattan, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem before this afternoon's showdown between Emporia State and Newman University. Good afternoon once again and welcome to Fuga Gymnasium on the campus of Newman University in Wichita. I'm Greg Ray with today's basketball MIAA doubleheader between Emporia State and Newman. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for our first game between the Emporia State Lady Hornets and the Newman Jets. The first half, our starting lineup brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off for the Newman Jets, 4-5 on the season, 1-3 in the MIAA. They're coached by Drew Johnson and Nicole Oldie Johnson, the former K-Stater. They're in their second season with the Newman Jets, and this is the lineup they will go with. At the point guard spot will be Batty Spagnola. As they turn the lights out on me here at Fuga Gymnasium. And let's see if we can put a little light on the subject here. Manny Spagnola, a 5'5 graduate student out of Elgin, Illinois. She's averaging 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. Also at a guard, Lauren Dubert, 5'7 sophomore out of Beloit, Kansas, St. John's, Tipton High School. She's averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds. At a forward spot, Carissa Beck, 5'8 senior out of Towanda, Circle High School, Butler Community College, 8 points and 2 rebounds. Also at a forward, Kyra Grimshaw, 5'10 graduate student out of Syracuse, New York, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds. And in the post will be Brittany Ho, 6 foot senior out of Wichita, by way of Northeastern State. She's averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, 9-2 on the season, 4-1 in the MIAA, coached by Toby Wynn in his fifth season. 88-39 is his overall record, and this is the lineup that the Lady Hornets will go with this afternoon. Much like we've seen all season long, at the point guard spot will be Treasure Joe. 5'7 junior out of Wichita from South High School, averaging 20 points, 4 rebounds, along with 2 assists. At the other guard, Victoria Price, 5'8 junior out of Grand Prairie, Texas, Utah State transfer, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds. Also at a guard, Elena Hartman, 5'10 sophomore out of Spearville, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. At a forward spot, Faith Paramore, 6 foot sophomore out of Haven, Oral Roberts transfer, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. And in the post will be Mary Lakes, 6'4 senior out of Peoria, Illinois. She comes in averaging 5 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Our officials for this afternoon's game, Todd Dayloff, Jared Wilson, and Jake Cootie. as we are set for basketball. The tip is up. It's going to be controlled by the Newman Jets. Our starting lineups is brought to you by Plumbing by Spillman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Here's a steal. Victoria Price at the other end. Layup, good. So Emporia State taking it, doing what they do best, and that's put pressure defensively, coming up with a steal and a score. And the Lady Hornets have the early 2-0 lead. Again, backcourt pressure being applied by Emporia State. Newman finally gets it into front court. Skip it near side to Spagnola. Swings it on the left wing to Dubert. Back to Spagnola. It's off her foot, but it rolls right to Dubert. Back to Spagnola. Back to Dubert. She thought about the three. Tries to drive. Gets it down low to Ho. Gets around to Mary Lakes, who swats the ball away. Gets the block shot and goes out to Treasure Job. And Treasure brings it into front court. Takes it to the wing right side, keeping the dribble. Hands it off to Faith Paramore. Faith taking it from right down in the middle of the lane. Throws up a shot off the glass and scores the bucket. She may have gotten away with a travel. At least that's what Drew Johnson thought, Newman's head coach. But no call coming to help him out. 4-0 Emporia State just underway here in the first quarter. Out front with the basketball, Spagnola swings it on the left side to Dubert. Free throw circle shot, battles out, no good. Missing the shot was Grimshaw. Rebound Emporia State. Mary Lakes tipped it out, ends up going to Treasure, who shoots a three at the other end. Off the back iron, no good. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to get a foul called on Elena Hartman, trying to reach in and strip the ball away as that rebound was grabbed by Brittany Ho. First personal foul whistled against Elena. First team foul whistled against Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network. Best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Newman with the basketball. Out front with it, Spagnola. Swings it left side to Dubert. Pass out front, tipped away once again. Victoria Price with a steal. Has it in the lane. Tries to go up with a shot. Gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for the Newman Jets will be Maddie Spagnola. 5'5 graduate student out of Elgin, Illinois. Going to the free throw line for Emporia State will be Victoria Price. And her first free throw is good on the season. An 80% free throw shooter is Victoria Price. Second free throw coming for Victoria, and this one's also good. 6-0, Lady Hornets with the early lead. They'll apply backcourt pressure as Newman finally gets the ball in bounds, and now they work it into front court to Brittany Ho. She's being trapped, and then hands it off to Lauren Dubert, who gets bumped by one of the Emporia State defenders, and that foul is going to be whistled against Faith Paramore. That is her first, team second, whistled against Emporia State. Newman plays it inbounds. Now they get it in the deep left corner. Three-point shot out the side of the rim. No good. Missing the three-point shot was Carissa Beck, and the rebound goes to Mary Lakes for Emporia State. And the officials, the shot clock goes off, and we have a clock malfunction, I believe is what's happened, as the officials come to the scorer's table to try to figure all this out. But it's a 6-0 Emporia State lead right now. Emporia State getting set to make some substitutions. And they're going to send the teams to their respective benches as they figure out the game clock scenario. Game clock showing 8:01. So they'll have to go to the video to try to figure out how much time. And they might be treating this as a media timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here for the time being. Give us a chance to take a look at the scoreboard. Let's go to the football scoreboard first. Let's go to the Sugar Bowl. Kansas State jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but since then it's been all Alabama. They lead it 35-13 in the third quarter of that contest. One other game going on today, Music City Bowl. Iowa leading Kentucky 21-0. Later on this afternoon, TCU will play Michigan. That in the Fiesta Bowl, that's one of the playoff semifinals. And then the late game tonight has Ohio State playing Georgia in the Peach Bowl. That has a 7 o'clock tip-off. In college basketball action, KU hosting Oklahoma State, and the Jayhawks are trailing halfway through the first half, 21-13. Cold start for the Jayhawks. Baylor leading Iowa State 25-16, and was TCU rallying for a 67-61 win over Texas Tech. Also underway, Texas leading Oklahoma 27-23, that game being played in Norman. And later on tonight, Kansas State hosting West Virginia as Big 12 play gets underway. And we've now got the clock set to 7:49 to play here in the first quarter. Emporia State leading 6-0. They have the ball. Free throw circle, Treasure Job. Goes to the dribble, shoots it against the defense, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, battled for him. We're going to get a jump ball call. Alternate possession will keep it in the hands of Emporia State. Nice hustle on the backboards that time by Audrey Beatty, who did not play on Thursday night after she jammed her wrist while walking into White Auditorium and hit some sickle ice, and she's back in the lineup. They go down low to Audrey. Spinning to her left, layup left it a little bit short, but the rebound gets tipped right back out to her. Now spins to her right, shot crawls off, no good. Rebound will go out of bounds. This will go to Newman off the fingertips of Sydney Tenner. Sydney Tenner, along with Katie Herrera, Treasure Job, Elena Hartman, and Audrey Beatty on the floor for Emporia State right now. Lady Hornets applying some backcourt pressure. Ball gets knocked free. Hornets get a steal. Treasure Job, free throw circle, dishes it off. Elena Hartman, right wing three. That's no good. Rebound tipped out by Sydney Tenner, but it goes right into the hands of Newman's Maddie Spagnola. She tries to dish it down low to Valeria Lovkia out of Latvia. They get it to her in the paint. Her hook shot crawls up, goes up, no good. Bounces out the back iron. Emporia State comes the other way. Herrera gives it off, Treasure Dub, left elbow three, in and out, no good. That shot was halfway down and spun out. Neither team having very much luck shooting the basketball. 6-0 Emporia State, 6:35 to play, first quarter. Spagnola now trying to drive in the lane from 15, pull-up jumper rims out for the Newman Jets. I believe that was Dubert, and Emporia State comes away with a rebound. They go down low. Sydney Tenner, lane line right, working against a double team. Spins, shoots, and crawls off. No good. Rebound. Katie Herrera, stick back is good. Katie Herrera getting the offensive rebound and the stick back, at Emporia State doing a much better job on the boards here in this ball game. They lead it 8-0 with 6:02 to go in the first quarter. Spagnola in the front court with a basketball for the Newman Jets. Emporia State in there. Zone defense down the lane with a basketball. Grimshaw has her shot blocked out of bounds by Audrey Beatty. Ball goes back into the possession of Newman. Substitutions for Emporia State. Mary Lakes checks in. So does Kylie Shear, along with Stevie Stinchcomb. They play the ball in bounds. Shot blocked. That was Lovkia. Her shot was blocked by Mary Lake. Now here's a steal. Sydney Tenner comes up with it. Sydney in the front court, dishes it off. Kylie Shear kicks it out. Stinchcomb working on the wing right side. Waiting for a screen. Dishes it in the left corner. Herrera for a three, airballed it. Rebound will go out of bounds to the Newman Jets. 5:22 to play, first quarter. 8-0 Emporia State. Hornet basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Back into the Newman lineup returns Brittany Ho. Lady Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Newman still trying to get it up the floor. They got a shot clock is at 23-22. They finally do get it into front court. Free throw circle. Feed goes to Tori Vang. Now a three-point shot on the way off the back iron. No good for Spagnola. Rebound tracked down by Sydney Tenner, and she tries to head up the floor. Lost the dribble. It goes out of bounds, and Newman will end up with a basketball. Newman 0-7 from the floor to start this first half. They've had some decent looks. They just haven't had shots go down. Here's Beck. Swings it off to Spagnuolo. Goes down low to Ho, working against Mary Lakes. And then she throws it out and on the wing. And a pass gets intercepted by Stevie Stinchcomb. And then Stevie gets fouled. Picking up the personal foul for the Newman Jets. That'll be Amaya Perez, a 5'9 freshman out of Dodge City. Back into the Emporia State lineup. Returns Victoria Price and Faith Paramore. Stinchcomb into front court, goes to the right side, now takes it top the key, dumps it inside to Victoria Price, takes it in the lane, goes up in traffic, off the glass, too strong. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets, and Emporia State retreats defensively. Into front court, Spagnuolo swings it over on the left side. That'll be Perez. Here's a pass out front, intercepted by Kylie Shearer. Emporia State with another steal. Kylie Shearer looks at a long three. Airballed it. Rebound out of bounds to the Newman Jets, and that takes us to our media timeout. 4:14 to play, first quarter, 8-0 Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. NexTech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Already back to action. Newman gets the ball in the front court. Then they have it in the free throw circle, and a tie-up will give the ball back to the Newman Jets. They trail it 8-0. Emporia State Lady Hornets off to an 8-0 lead to start the game. They play it inbounds to Brittany Ho, and she gets fouled as she tries to force up a shot. They call this foul on Mary Lakes. That'll be her first. 13 foul on the Lady Hornets here in this first quarter. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Brittany Ho at the free throw line knocks down the first free throw. First point of the ball game for the Newman Jets. Second free throw also good. 8-2 Emporia State. 3:59 to go, first quarter. Treasure Job also back on the floor along with Elena Hartman. Had it top the key, looked to drive. Kicks it to Victoria Price on the wing right side. Back out front to Treasure. Left side it goes to Faith Paramore. Faith in the left corner, it goes to Elena Hartman. Down low, Mary Lakes. And they're going to call a foul, a charge on Mary Lakes. I'm not so sure about that one. I don't think that's a call that Coach Toby Wynn is too happy with. In fact, he's saying that was a flop. 8-2. Hornets pressuring in backcourt, and they get a steal. Victoria Price teaming up with Elena Hartman. Ball ends up in the hands of Treasure Joe. Treasure trying to drive, kicks it out. Victoria Price in the deep left corner. She'll dribble it out high, gives it off. Faith Paramore for a three. Out the back iron, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by Spagnuolo for the Newman Jets. Brings it into front court. Here comes a double team. She has it taken away by Treasure Job. And then reaching in, forcing a jump ball is Maddie Spagnuolo. And Emporia State will get the basketball. Substitution for Newman. Amaya Josie, a 5'11 junior out of Gilbert, Arizona, into the lineup, replacing Tori Vang. 3:18 to play, first quarter. 8-2 Emporia State. Slow start for both basketball teams. Lady Hornets just 3 of 14. Newman 0 for 7 from the floor, but 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Here's Treasure Job, tried to drive with the ball. Nothing open there for her. Kicks it left side. Faith Paramore trying to back down against the defense. Benning has the ball knocked out of her hands. Gets it outside to Elena Hartman for a three off the back iron. No good. The ball hit the back, the rim, then and there's a support ropes or tethers that lift the goal up when they need to lift the goal up, and that's what the ball hit. So it ends up going to the Newman Jets. Neither team getting some friendly bounces on their shots. Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Newman lobs it into front court to Spagnola. Waits for her teammates to catch up and now swings it left side to Dubert. Back to Spagnola. Back to Dubert. Emporia State extending that defense. Spagnola swings it across the floor. Shot in the lane is good for Brittany Ho. Brittany Ho makes the first field goal for Newman. Got the assist from Monica Redondo. Here's Victoria Price out front. It goes to Treasure Job. Treasure trying to drive. Gets it to the lane. And they're going to get a jump ball call as the defense reached in. That was Spagnola who reached in and forced the jump ball. And the alternate possession gives it to the Newman Jets. 8-4 Emporia State. Newman has scored the last 4 points in this game. Emporia State has not scored since the 6:16 mark. That's almost 4 minutes ago. Out front with a basketball. This is Dubert in the lane. Josie, shot missing. No good. Rebound goes to Audrey Beatty. Audrey now gives it off to Faith Paramore. Faith heads down the lane. And they're going to call a charge on Faith. I do not think that was the right call. It looked like the player slipped. And they're going to call a charge on Faith Paramore. That is a 15 foul on Emporia State. Substitution for Emporia State. Checking into the lineup will be Katie Jarenas. Faith picked up her second personal foul. Newman trying to play the ball inbounds, and they finally do get it into Dubert. Dubert into front court. Swing it to Spagnola for a three off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Audrey Beatty for Emporia State. Feeds it up the floor. Gives it to Treasure Job. Treasure shovels it off to Elena Hartman. Back to Treasure on the right elbow. Treasure drives in the lane. Tries to go up with a shot. Gets it blocked out of her hands. No call. Here's a feed up the floor, and it'll go out of bounds to Emporia State. Substitution for Newman. Carissa Beck into the lineup. Setting down will be Maddie Spagnola, also getting set to check in. As she'll have to wait will be a Valeria Lovkina. Treasure Job with the basketball. Has it out front. Dribbles from left to right. Goes down low. Wide open. And Katie Jarenas gets the easy lay-in. Katie with 4 points. Tied with Victoria Price for the team lead. 10-4 Emporia State. On a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie. 620-342-4222. Steal for Treasure Job and a layup. And here's another steal. Elena Hartman with a basketball. Swings it in the paint. Katie Jarenas to the basket. Good off the glass. Katie Jarenas now with 6, and the Lady Hornets up by 10 at 14-4. That's her biggest lead of this first half with 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Nice little flurry by Emporia State set up by the defense. Driving in the lane, Josie. Now they're going to get a foul. Stepping out of bounds before she made the pass was Lauren Dubert. And the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Substitution for Newman back into the ballgame, Maddie Spagnola. Along with Valeria Lovkina. Lady Hornets can work for the final shot here in this first quarter of play. Elena Hartman has it way out on the floor. Clock down to 8 seconds now. Now Elena goes to work. Shovels it off. Treasure Job top the key three. Bingo! A hair crafter's three for Treasure Job. And that'll bring it into the first quarter of play. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make your appointment to get your hair cut at Hair Crafters. 1027 Commercial in Emporia. 17-4, Emporia State leading here at the end of the first quarter. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
At Emporia State University, we take academics to the next level, so you can take you to the next level. Biology, nursing, pre-med, pre-law, all the pre's. Teaching, business, computer science, social media, art, theater, music, sport leadership, coaching, psychology, sociology. With over 200 academic programs, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
A 9-0 run at the end of the first quarter, and the Lady Hornets lead at 17-4. Elena Hartman with the basketball, shot from the free throw line, hits the front end of the rim, bounces away, and the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. As we are underway here in the second quarter, and we've got one of the Newman players took a elbow maybe across the forearm or across the eye. That's Kyra Grimshaw, and she'll go to the bench to be treated by the Newman training staff. Maya Perez on the floor for her. Maddie Spagnola out front. Now puts it in the hands of Tori Vang. They get it down low to Brittany Ho, and Brittany capitalizes. That gives her 6 points, and she has all 6 points for the Newman Jets. Top of key three, up and good for Elena Hartman. As the Lady Hornets now lead it 20-6 with 9:11 to play in the second quarter. Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Newman gets it across the timeline. They've got Amaya Perez trapped, and then she tries to throw it to one of her teammates. Gets intercepted by Elena Hartman. Elena driving to the basket, layup good, and she's fouled. Elena with a steal and score with a chance for an and one. And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Newman Jets with 8:56 to play here in the second quarter. That'll be our media timeout. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place, a 116 commercial in Emporia. You're listening to Lady Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
22, make it 23-6, Emporia State, as Elena Hartman makes her free throw, completes the and one, gives her 6 points in the game, and the Lady Hornets lead it with 8:53 to play in the second quarter. Hornets with her trapping zone. In the paint, driving down the lane, Vang has the ball knocked away. Picking up the loose basketball will be Sydney Tenner, and Emporia State with another steal. Treasure Job, free throw line, jumper up, left it a little short. Rebound goes to Sydney Tenner. She'll take it out to the three-point stripe, gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure tries to drive with it. One-handed pass gives it off to Victoria Price. Now she gives it off to Treasure. Treasure waiting for his screen. Now she'll hand it off to Katie Harina. Harina 6 seconds on the shot clock. Goes down low. Treasure kicks it out to Elena Hartman with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound ended up being won by Carissa Beck for the Newman Jets. 23-6 Emporia State. 8:06 to play in the second quarter. In the front court, Maddie Spagnola for Newman. Here comes the trap. Fades it off to Perez. Back to Spagnola. Spagnola swings it on the wing right side. Now they get it down low to Brittany Ho. Her shot missing. Battle for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be off of the Newman Jets as Sydney Tenner is battling down low with Brittany Ho along with Tori Vang. And Emporia State will get the basketball. Substitutions for Emporia State. Audrey Beatty from Aubrey, Texas onto the floor. Also Stevie Stinchcomb. Treasure Job with the basketball. Contested three. Hit the side of the rim. No good. Here comes Newman the other way. Into front court, Spagnola. Bounce pass on the wing right side to Beck. Now they get it in the corner to Spagnola for a three, and she hit it. Maddie Spagnola knocks down a three-point basket. Makes it 23-9 Emporia State with 7:17 to play. Stevie Stinchcomb with the ball. Swings to the left side. Treasure Job. Top the key, Elena Hartman on the wing right side. Victoria Price down low, lane line. It goes to Beatty in the lane. Shot crawls off just the wrong way. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Just quite didn't have the right spin on it. 6:57 to play, second quarter, 23-9 Emporia State. Pass along the baseline to Ho. Kicks it out on the wing to Dubert. Her 15-footer left it way short. Offensive rebound, loose on the floor. Finally gets tipped out and saving it inbounds for the Newman Jets. No, it goes into backcourt. Trying to save it from going into backcourt was Lauren Dubert. And Coach Drew Johnson is wanting to know if that ball was deflected. And the officials get together. They say no. Substitution for Emporia State. Kylie Shear checks into the lineup, replacing Victoria Price. Kylie, the 5'8 sophomore out of Cheney. She had 13 points against Bethel the other night. Had a nice game. Stevie Stinchcomb will run the point for Emporia State. Has it in between the double circles. Goes high post right side. Elena Hartman drives to the basket. Has it knocked out of her hands. Picked up by Audrey Beatty. And then she tries to drive and has it knocked away from behind. Bringing the ball into front court will be Dubert. Shovels it off to Josie. And here's another steal for Emporia State. Elena Hartman comes over the basketball. Gives it off Kylie Shear. Kylie goes from left to right. Now swings it. Elena Hartman down low. Audrey Beatty. And she lost the dribble out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to the Newman Jets. 23-9 Emporia State. Hoyt basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. At 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Newman into front court. Lobs it left side, Spagnola. Top the key, it goes to Beck. Almost lost it, able to get it back. Spagnola passing the paint, taken away by Treasure Drove. They try to get it into Brittany Ho. Treasure weaves her way into front court. Now so circle out to the right wing. Now heads down the lane, takes it to the rim, to the basket. Layup too strong, gets knocked to the floor. No call. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They come back the other way. Out front with the basketball, Dubert swings it on the wing left side. That's Spagnola in the lane. Shot gets blocked by Audrey Beatty and loose ball picked up by Treasure Job is trying to go down the lane that time was Josie. They feed it up the floor. Elena Hartman, her layup too strong. It bounces off, no good. Rebound to Newman. 5:08 to go here in the second quarter. 23-9 Emporia State with the lead. Both teams struggling to get the ball to go in the hoop. Fortunately, Emporia State had that 9-0 run at the end of the first quarter. Here's a three from the left wing that's good. Lauren Dubert knocks down a three-point basket for Newman, and it's a 11-point, 23-12 lead for Emporia State. Elena Harmon gives it off to Treasure Job. Now they go down low to Audrey Beatty, backing in against the defense. Hook shot up, too strong as it rims out. Working against the defensive pressure of Ho. Now here comes Newman quickly into front court. Step back, three on the way. That one's off the glass and good for Lauren Dubert. She has six. 23-15. Newman on a mini run right here. They've scored the last 6 points of this ball game. Treasure Joe with the basketball. She'll shoot a three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They're wanting to run. At least Coach Johnson wants them to run. In the front court, this is Dubert, and we're going to get a foul called on Emporia State, guarding too close. Will be Stevie Stinchcomb, her first, team first here in the second quarter on Emporia State. Victoria Price, Sydney Tenner, and Christina Walsh will check in for Emporia State. Audrey Beatty, Elena Hartman, and Treasure Job will set down. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Skip pass to the right side to Spagnola. Here's a pass that goes into backcourt. It'll go to Emporia State as it goes out of bounds. And Emporia State will get the ball. Stevie Stinchcomb to play it in across the way. Stevie Stinchcomb, Kylie Shear, Sydney Tenner, Victoria Price, and Christina Walsh on the floor. Christina takes the inbounds pass, hands it off to Stevie Stinchcomb, swings it on the left side. Sydney Tenner, Sydney, now goes to Victoria Price on the wing right side. Kylie Shear for three, no, rebound, tipped around and ends up in the hands of Spagnola, and she's going to get fouled. Trying to reach in and slap it out of her hands was Maddie Spagnola. That's her second. Team foul number two on the Jets here in the second quarter. Emporia State has the ball to play and bounds on the baseline. They play it into Christina Walsh. Gives it back to Stevie Stinchcomb. Kicks it out top the key, Sydney Tenner. Now they work it in the right corner, Victoria Price. She'll shoot the three, and it misses. So it rims off the rim, and the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Something about those rims. They go in the deep right corner for a three that's up and good for Amaya Perez, the Dodge City, Kansas native. Makes it 23-18, and all of a sudden, Hornets are only up by five. Top the key three, out the mark badly for Stevie Stinchcomb, and the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Down to 2:52 to play. And Victoria Price trying to go for a steal gets whistled for a foul. Her first, team second. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Newman Jets. Checking into the lineup for Newman will be Lauren Dubert replacing Maddie Spagnola. What a basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Trying to drive with the ball. This is Dubert. Her shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. She crashed the board. Now they work it out top the key. That's Monica Redondo. Then she loses it as she drives in the lane. Turnover, her ball remains in possession of Newman. Back into the Emporia State lineup returns Elena Hartman, Treasure Job, and Katie Harina. Audrey Beatty, Christina Walsh, and Stevie Stinchcomb will set down. So will Kylie Shear. Kylie Shear sets down as well. Newman plays it into Brittany Ho, being double-teamed. Gets around the double-team. Layup is no good. Rebound, though, goes to Lakia. Now they swing it on the right side, driving with the ball. Perez kicks it in the deep right corner, trying to drive, and a pass out in the lane, intercepted by Victoria Price, and then she loses the dribble. There's pressure coming from behind. Here's a feed up the floor. Running layup gets blocked by Katie Harina. Emporia State comes away with a basketball. It was Redondo who went for the shot. Deep right corner three from Victoria Price. No good. Battle for the rebound. Katie Harina comes up with it. Elena Hartman for three. Out the glass. No good. Rebound. Sydney Tenner out to Treasure Job. Lady Hornets had three opportunities, and now they have a fourth from the free throw line. Katie Harina down the lane. Gets her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Hornet basketball. One calls a foul. One says it's out of bounds off of the Newman Jets. And picking up the personal foul will be Valeria Lovkina, the freshman out of Latvia. And going to the free throw line will be Emporia State's Katie Harina, and she misses the front end of the two-shot opportunity. The 5'9 sophomore out of Liberal by way of Abilene Christian, averaging 5 points and three rebounds. Second free throw is also no good. Boy, that rim, there must be something off on that rim. Emporia State has had a lot of shots bounce away. 23-18, Emporia State with a lead. Here's a feed down low to Brittany Holt. Gets a shot blocked by Sydney Tenner. Feeds it up the floor, Victoria Price. Victoria shovels it off. Treasure Job has it tap the key. Treasure with only 5 points in this first half. Now works it to the free throw circle. Pulls up from 15. Shot good. Treasure Job with a mid-range jumper has 7 in the Emporia State Lady Hornets. And the long drought of not scoring. They lead it by 7, 25-10 with a minute 8 to play in the quarter. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Here's a shot that's no good for the Newman Jets. Battle for the rebound. Draws a whistle. It's going to be a foul. Whistled against Katie Herrera. That's her first, third team foul on the Lady Hornets here in the second quarter. Newman will keep the basketball. They'll play it inbounds on the baseline, left of the basket. As they try to get the ball inbounds, they play it inbounds, and the ball gets slotted away by Katie Herrera, but it goes out of bounds. It will remain at Newman basketball. Emporia State defended that inbounds play very well, and Newman plays it inbounds, bouncing it off of Elena Hartman. They'll lob it out for a three from the left elbow, knocking down the three-point shot is Lauren Dubert. She has 9. She's the game's leading scorer, 25-21. It's a four-point ball game with 36 seconds to play. Treasure Job gets fouled as she tries to either take a shot or dish it off. Let's see what they call. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Picking up the foul will be Lauren Dubert. That is her first, fourth team foul on the Newman Jets. So Emporia State will get the ball to play inbounds on the baseline. Treasure to substitution for Newman. Carissa Beck will check in. And checking out will be Amaya Perez, as the officials are having a discussion whether there's 4 or 5 team fouls on the Newman Jets here in this second quarter. I believe that's what they're talking about. We set up in the mezzanine area, and they're going to send the teams to their benches as they kind of try to figure out how many fouls, team fouls, and all that. See if maybe Treasure might be shooting free throws. This has been a game where both Emporia State and Newman have struggled to score. Emporia State, 10 of 35 from the floor for 28%, 2 of 16 beyond the arc for 12, and 3 of 5 at the free throw line. Newman, 7 of 23 from the floor for 30%, but they are 5 of 8 from beyond the arc for 62%. That's where they've been able to get back in this ball game. They're 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Newman winning the rebounding battle, 25-17. But Emporia State has forced 18 turnovers. They have 13 steals, and they have scored 16 points off of those 18 turnovers. They lead it 25-21. It's a 4-point lead. As they, again, are trying to decipher whether they're, how many team fouls Newman has. Scores to pass along your way from the Sugar Bowl. Alabama leading 45-13 with 7:33 to play. Kansas State doesn't look like they're going to have their big rally. They jumped out to a 10-0 lead in that basketball game, or in that football game. And Alabama had the lead at halftime, 14-10. Kansas State added a third-quarter field goal, and Alabama scored 21 third-quarter points, 14 points in the second quarter. So the second and third quarters were big for the Alabama Crimson Tide, ranked number 5 in the nation. Kansas State ranked number 9. Their first ever trip to the Sugar Bowl. First ever meeting with Alabama. The other bowl game that's going on, Iowa is shutting out Kentucky 21-0. kicking off at 3 o'clock. TCU playing Michigan in the Fiesta Bowl, the first of two playoff semifinals. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, Ohio State plays Georgia in the Peach Bowl. In college basketball action, KU at home this afternoon at halftime, trailing by 15 to Oklahoma State, 45-30. Number four ranked Jayhawks struggling in their first game back from Christmas break. Iowa State leading Baylor 34-31, that at halftime. Final score in the Big 12, TCU defeats Texas Tech 67-61. And in the second half, it is Oklahoma leading Texas 43-38, that game being played in Norman. Texas ranked number six in the nation. And later on tonight, Kansas State will take on number 24, West Virginia. In the Big 12, or in the MIAA, with a minute 29 to play in the game, it is Central Missouri leading Fort Hays State 48-43. That's in the third quarter, by the way. Washburn and Central Oklahoma are tied at in the second quarter, 31-all. Fourth quarter score, Nebraska Kearney leading Lincoln 54-28. Second quarter score, it is Northeastern State leading Northwest 25-24. And in the third quarter, Missouri Western leading Rogers State 44-21. Well, after all that, it'll be Emporia State ball out of bounds on the baseline with 22 seconds on the shot clock. That was the fourth team foul whistled against the Newman Jets. Treasure plays the ball in bounds to Sydney Tenner. Gives it back out to Treasure on the wing right side. Treasure passes it to Elena Harmon. Back to Treasure. Gets a screen from Sydney Tenner. Steps back three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets with 18 seconds to play in the half. Hornets up by only four. They've led by as many as 17. Here's a Brittany Ho down low. Layup no good. Rebound tipped out. And that's going to be the end of the half. And Emporia State will go to the locker room, leading the Newman Jets 25-21. After the Newman Jets outscore Emporia State 17-8 in the second quarter. We'll be back with our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
It's time now for the Longpine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longpine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongpineAuto.com.
At Longpine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're wrapping up the holiday season and kicking off the new year with red tag offers for everyone on most 2022 and 23 models. Unwrap holiday savings on a new Chevy Silverado, Blazer, or Equinox. Qualified buyers can get no payments for 120 days with approved credit. Or celebrate in a top quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. No matter what your needs are, you can wrap up your holiday season with a great vehicle that's right for you. At Longpine Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime. Emporia State leads at 25-21. It was a game. Somebody left the freezer door open because it has been ice cold in here shooting-wise for both basketball teams. Emporia State led at the end of the first quarter, 17-4, thanks to a 9-0 run to close out that first quarter. But in the second quarter, Emporia State just struggled like a dickens to even get anything to drop. In fact, in the second quarter, Emporia State shoots only 17%. They were 3 of 17 from the floor. Newman was able to claw back into it, making 5 of 5 three-point shots in the second quarter, as they had cut what was a 17-point deficit at one time in the second quarter all the way down to a 4-point deficit. So a nice second quarter as they outscore Emporia State 17-8 in that second quarter. Let's take a look at those halftime stats. Brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at individual numbers first, Newman being led by Lauren Dubert with 9. She's 3 for 3 from beyond the arc. 6 points for Brittany Ho. She scored the first 6 points for the Newman Jets. 3 points then for Amaya Perez. And 3 points for Maddie Spagnola. Those are the 21 points that Newman has scored. For Emporia State, they're being led by Treasure Job with 7. 6 each for Elena Hartman and Katie Harina. 4 points for Victoria Price. And 2 points for Faith Paramore. Looking at the team numbers, shooting-wise, Newman 7 of 24 from the floor for 29%. 5 of 8 beyond the arc, 62%. 2 for 2 at the free throw line for 100%. For Emporia State, 10 of 36 from the floor for 27%. 2 of 7 and from beyond the arc for 11%. And 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. Newman is winning the rebounding battle. Emporia State was hanging close in the first quarter. They were only out-rebounded 11-10 in the first quarter. But in the second quarter, they get out-rebounded 15-8 by the Newman Jets. 4 of them were offensive rebounds, 22 defensive rebounds. Leading rebounder for Newman is Brittany Ho with 5. Emporia State's leading rebounder is Sydney Tenner with 6. Where Emporia State has also been able to help themselves out is forcing turnovers. They forced 18 turnovers. They have 13 steals, 4 each for Treasure Job and for Elena Hartman. Off those turnovers, Emporia State has scored 16 points. Newman yet to score a point off of Emporia State's 7 turnovers. In the paint, Emporia State's outscoring Newman 14-4. On second chance points, Emporia State's outscoring Newman 2-0. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State outscoring Newman 11-0. And Emporia State's bench has outscored Newman 6-3. Again, Emporia State has led the whole way. They've never trailed, led by as many as 17 at the beginning of the second quarter, when Emporia State led 23-6. So from that time on, Newman has outscored Emporia State 15-2 from the 7:35 mark of the second quarter. Emporia State is outscored 15-2 by the Newman Jets. That allows them to cut the deficit from what was 17 down to what is now 4 here at halftime. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. 25-21 is our halftime score. Emporia State with a lead over the Newman Jets. We'll continue with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Are you a business owner?